Today, rising prices are something to celebrate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. If I told you the prices of gas and food were coming down, you'd probably be pretty happy about it. So would economists. That news would boost consumer confidence and help the economic recovery. But in Japan today, economists are cheering news that the opposite has happened. Consumer prices rose by 0.6% last month. That's the first increase in 2 years. The BBC's Roland Burke is with us now from Tokyo with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is this all earthquake related, the reason consumer prices are rising?
It's certainly partially earthquake-related. The earthquake and the tsunami, of course, knocked out some of Japan's nuclear power. That means the country's had to import more fuel. And, of course, oil prices have been going up. There are some other reasons, though. A year ago, the government made changes to the amount that people had to pay for high schools. That distorted the figures then. It's now worked through the system. So we're seeing this rise in prices today.
And why has deflation been such a problem in Japan for so many years?
The underlying problem in Japan is that the country is getting older. More and more people are retiring. So there's downward pressure on wages. I think the other thing is that it really becomes a habit for people. You know, companies start to pander to people's needs to pay less. McDonald's, for example, introduced 100 yen, you know, just over a dollar menus a few years ago. Mm. There's a battle between companies to make jeans for the cheapest possible price. You can buy a pair of jeans for about $5 now in Japan. Once you're in that downward spiral, it's very hard to pull out of it.
Well, are people excited that prices are finally rising after all these years?
They certainly don't seem to be. I think perhaps because the government is saying that this is just a blip. They're not saying that deflation has been beaten. They just say that in this month, because of these unique circumstances, prices have risen. But the ongoing battle that's been going on for years now to beat deflation, that's still going to have to be fought over the months to come.
The BBC's Roland Burke in Tokyo. Thanks, Roland.
Thanks very much indeed.
Well, here in this country, we'll be spending about 40% more on gas this holiday weekend than we did last year. In fact, prices will be the highest on record for Memorial Day. But as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports, that's not likely to keep people at home.
AAA predicts an 11% jump in Memorial Weekend airline flights, even with higher ticket prices this year. And the number of people driving to their vacation destination will be just about the same as 2010. AAA's president, Robert Darbonet, says surveys show Americans are willing to make other sacrifices to afford the extra cost of gas.
What we spend on shopping will be trimmed some 21%. What we spend on food and beverage will be reduced by 17%. And our expenditures that relate to hotels and other accommodations will be down some 14%.
Gasoline prices have been falling for the first time this year, in part due to anticipation of a slowing economy. But analysts say if oil demand stays strong this summer, those lower prices will be temporary. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Well, at their meeting in France, leaders of the G8 countries said this morning that rising commodity prices are a threat to the world economy, though they added that the global recovery is gaining strength. Also, Tunisia's finance minister says leaders floated the figure $40 billion as the amount of money they're considering spending to encourage democracy in the Arab world. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher across Europe and Asia this morning, about 0.8% higher in London. Boeing said today it'll deliver the first of its long-awaited 787 Dreamliner airplanes in August or September. The launch of the fuel-efficient jet has been delayed for almost 3 years because of supply chain and labor issues. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow edged up 8 points to close at 12,402.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Well, it was another incredible fourth quarter comeback in the NBA playoffs last night. The Miami Heat overcame a 12-point deficit in the game's final minutes to beat the Chicago Bulls and take the Eastern Conference title. Next week, the Heat will face the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals. But Miami's star player, LeBron James, is not getting the nationwide love you might expect. And it's all about his brand, as Phil Latzman reports from Miami.
Since bolting Cleveland to bring his talents to South Beach last year, LeBron hasn't done himself any favors, at least according to sports marketing executive Brandon Steiner.
Absolutely not. I mean, he's flat.
Even with the Heat's success, Steiner believes King James's crown has lost much of its luster.
You know, he has a few sponsors that have stuck with him, and Nike is notorious for staying with their players. They're very loyal, but, you know, I don't think that they are having a banner year with LeBron.
But there are signs that the LeBron brand is doing just fine. His number 6 Miami Heat jersey recently overtook Kobe Bryant's as the top-selling in the NBA. Still, though, it seems everyone outside of South Florida is rooting against the Heat because of LeBron. And Steiner says winning won't cure the ill feelings right away.
The question is, how do you settle up with the fans and get people to like you again? And does that even matter to him? Or do you play the villain role and be the bad boy?
Steiner says, unlike some infamous athletes before him, James hasn't committed any crimes and has plenty of time to get back in the good graces of both fans and sponsors. In Miami, I'm Phil Latzman for Marketplace.
And finally to Oregon, where lawmakers have had enough of gift cards with just a few dollars left on them. I mean, what are you supposed to buy with a gift card from Best Buy with $2.08 left on it? Gum? So the Oregon House has voted to allow consumers to trade in their gift cards with less than $5 remaining on them for cash. The lawmaker behind the legislation says, just in Oregon, unredeemed cards account for $100 million. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.